Hello guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now today we will be comparing Spider-Man and Ant-Man. So in this episode, I'm going with the insects because I thought that would be kind of a cool topic. So I am not joined by Carson today, but I am joined by Keaton. Keaton, what are your thoughts about these two, and who do you think would win?
So first of all, we're taking a look at Ant-Man and Spider-Man. So Ant-Man v. Spider-Man. This is a really interesting matchup from a power standpoint. I'd say on the board, I think Spider-Man has the best advantage. I think Spider-Man has a greater advantage. He has super strength, obviously. That's one big thing Ant-Man does not have. Ant-Man does have the ability to shrink, but as we've seen, Spider-Man deals with opponents he can't see very well. In Spider-Man Far From Home, he dealt with Mysterio, who could use his illusion technology to hide and be undiscoverable as Spider-Man, only with his spider senses. And I think Spider-Man's combined agility, super strength, and spider senses could make this a very difficult matchup for Ant-Man.
Now, I completely agree with Keaton there, but if you do think about it, I feel like there are ways that Ant-Man could possibly win, but it could be because the battle standards are set differently. So, the reason I'm saying this is because normally you think about Ant-Man if he could shrink, but when he goes big, although that sometimes can come to a disadvantage thing of him, I know we saw Spider-Man take out Ant-Man in his big form in Avengers Civil War.
Star Wars style, even.
Yeah, Star Wars style. So, yes, although we saw him take him out, but that he also was getting help from Iron Man at that same time doing it. I wonder what that would look like if he didn't have Iron Man's help, because I don't think he would have been strong enough himself to just wrap the webs around his legs.
We could just totally think about this from a meme perspective and go for the whole Ant-Man up the booty hole trick.
Oh my god.
Which, in my opinion, would totally work as long as the elasticity of Spider-Man's organs was not incredibly strong. So it would really depend on a lot of internal factors, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, this matchup would be really interesting. If we think about it from a perspective of like the Thor versus Hulk fight in Thor Ragnarok, they were both in a contained arena and they did not have access to weapons they usually had access to. So if we took into account maybe Ant-Man, but he can only shrink small, or he can only shrink big, one of the two. Or if we take Spider-Man, but maybe we take away his webs, that'd be also an interesting factor to think about. Because Spider-Man without his webs is really just a super strong normal guy that's sticky. Ooh, that sounds weird. But Ant-Man, on the other hand, would still have that those good abilities to shrink and, yeah. And then we also haven't talked about Ant-Man's ants. That's a huge, huge role in the Ant-Man and
like
Ant the Wasp movie. Specifically in Ant-Man, he used ants for almost everything. In his battles, in his operations, just around the house. His ants are kind of his support team. And if he has access to his ants, I think he could really make it a tough day for Spider-Man.
And then also we saw not too much in the movie, the Ant-Man movies, but we also saw that he can actually turn his ants to human size as well.
Yeah.
We only saw that like once with, I think, one ant, but imagine an entire army, like the regular ants that he uses, but like big size. I feel like that would be game over for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. And then we could even talk about Ant-Man in the future, if his shrinking capabilities continue to increase as Dr. Pym increases on his scientific level, he should be back up to normal now that he's got his wife back. Spoiler for Ant-Man and the Wasp, he did get his wife back. If his nanotech and his shrinking capabilities continue to improve, we could even see him harnessing time travel in his everyday combat. And that would be practically an unstoppable. Even every move Spider-Man would make, Ant-Man would know and have had already done before. or they could even have multiple Ant-Mans, depending on the route they want to go with. I think time travel, things like that, would not be an issue, because we already had the Captain America versus Captain America fight in Avengers Endgame. Again, spoiler. But that could be a giant problem otherwise. Because we maybe couldn't have two Ant-Mans in the same area, and so all that time travel information couldn't be used on the spot in this fight. It'd have to be a later fight, or come back and knock out yourself and fight it again in a different universe. And that's really confusing.
Now, we did see that in Avengers Endgame, where Captain America actually fought himself.
Yeah.
From a couple years earlier. Now, I feel like what you're talking about there is a little bit different, considering you were saying, like, from an entire different universe. But, I honestly, I know this also might be a stretch, but I'm not sure if I would be too incredibly surprised, considering we saw time travel in Avengers Endgame, and we saw, like, the quantum realm was involved with all of that, and Ant-Man is all about the quantum realm, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's been in both movies so far, so.
Yeah, that's an amazing point, actually. One more thing I was going to mention. The new Loki series is coming up, and it focuses on Loki from another dimension who has, in that dimension, got the Tesseract and was not captured. And that I think, presides some really, really great opportunities for correct and farther character development for Loki as a character. It also provides different storytelling mechanisms for Thor and Asgard as a whole. This would be pre-Asgard getting destroyed, so in that universe, Loki could have a giant effect on that whole battle.
Yeah, so honestly, this Loki series, I think, this also might be a stretch, but what I've seen from the previews, I think this might start including some of the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we kind of
saw... We are going to see Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness coming up here.
Correct. But, yeah, back to what I was saying, yeah, I feel like this might start including the multiverse, because as we've seen in the trailers, if you haven't seen it, there's been clips of these unknown places that we've never seen before, and there was, like, parts of it where he was on, like, an elevator with a random guy or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, once again, this might be a stretch, but I really, really think we're gonna start seeing more of a glimpse of the multiverse in this new upcoming series, and I feel like Loki is just going to overall become a more influential character.
I'm also super interested to see if they'll take this whole other timeline all the way to that version of the timeline in game, and if Doctor Strange was correct in saying that there is only one universe in which they win, that universe would then not win the endgame fight, and that would be game over for everyone, basically. That would be a Thanos world. So I don't think they're going to explore that far down the Loki universe, or Loki-verse, as we're going to probably start to call it here. I'm not sure. I'm trying to coin things, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that'd be super interesting to see the Loki-verse expanded more, and see other characters interacting with the recently freed Loki of that universe.
Yeah, so thank you guys for listening to this episode of Team Avengers. And, yeah, that was I think that was pretty detailed and nice, so.
Thanks for having me, and, yeah.
Yeah, it would be great if you could go over and check out my other podcast called Geeks and Sneakers. It is a basketball podcast that, where we just talk about basketball, NBA conspiracy theories, some of the NBA's biggest questions, and stuff like that. So it would be great if you could go over there and check that out too.
And sneak peek, I think I'll be guest starring on the next episode. So that'll be exciting. Can't wait to talk a little more b-ball.
All right, see you guys in the next episode. Thanks.